This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Guardian.
In April 2018, this year, two women were arrested in the state of Telangana for allegedly having sex in the car.
Earlier this year, two Malaysian women were caned after an Islamic law court convicted them of having sex.
It was the first conviction for same-sex relations and the first time a caning had been carried out in public in the state.
There was definitely a public outcry as a result of the caning. People were very upset by what had happened. But then there was also a group of people who were defending the caning.
In Malaysia, LGBT rights are largely unrecognised, and sodomy remains a criminal activity under British colonial-era law. And things are getting worse.
We've been seeing an escalation of violence against LGBT people. The case of the caning is part of this escalating violence that we are seeing, right? And I think this is definitely increasing trauma and definitely decreasing the quality of life of LGBT people in Malaysia.
This is Small Changes, a podcast about how sometimes the seemingly smallest change can have the biggest impact. This week, we meet Tilaga, who became part of the struggle for LGBT rights in Malaysia in response to experiences of discrimination on the grounds of sexual orientation and gender identity. Tilaga now promotes and protects the rights of others through the advocacy group Justice for Sisters, set up with others with similar experiences. Born and raised in Kuala Lumpur, Tilaga was a gender non-conforming child.
I grew up in a conservative Indian family with like very traditional gender roles where boys have to do this and girls have to do that. And there was also like a lot of discipline in the household where, you know, you have to obey your elders and things like that. It was too restrictive for me. So, I also moved out when I was probably 18 or 19 when I went to uni.
After university, Tilaga began doing voluntary work with the Malaysian AIDS Council.
As a young person, I was already volunteering on issues related to HIV, and that just really opened up a lot of opportunities for me to meet different types of people. So when I was volunteering at the Malaysian AIDS Council, I met so many different types of drug users, sex workers, people living with HIV, gay men, transgender women, and other folks. And so I think that sort of led me into different types of activism, I guess.
In Malaysia, discrimination against the LGBT community is rampant. Section 377 of the Penal Code is a British colonial-era law dating back to 1860 that criminalises consensual homosexual conduct, punishable by whipping and 20 years in prison.
Two women who pleaded guilty to attempting to have same-sex relations were caned six times at the Sharia High Court in Kuala Terengganu on Monday. The sentence was conducted behind closed doors in the courtroom. Each woman was caned individually by a female officer from the Kajang Women's Prison.
I was in court and to observe the caning, and we could definitely see that, you know, that the second woman was hit slightly harder, and you know, we saw her crying in court, and that was observed by a lot of people, and that was also reported in the media.
Sharia caning is not similar to civil whipping. It is not meant to hurt, and the cane should not be swung from a level above the head.
Corporal punishment is a form of torture, period, right? It is not so much about the severity of the pain, but there's also psychological harm that occurs when people are caned. So we can imagine the kind of trauma on the two people.
Malaysia has a dual legal system of Sharia and civil law. And Sharia law also bans cross-dressing.
This law basically is used to target transgender women. So, you know, in the past, we have seen, you know, a lot of arbitrary arrests and detention. We've also seen cases where the religious authorities in Malaysia have arrested people during in the broad daylight, you know, where they've gone to like premises where trans women work and have arrested them. You know, then there are also arrests of like trans women in certain, you know, hotspots or areas where trans women usually frequent, right? So that there are plenty of cases of trans women, plenty of situations in which trans women have been arrested under this law. So that includes like when they were buying food or like out, you know, just socializing with friends and things like that.
Islamic conservatism in Malaysia is only growing. Campaigns have been run in schools and universities against LGBT rights, and the government has endorsed gay conversion therapy.
The state-funded and state-sponsored anti-LGBT programs and promotion of rehabilitation and conversion therapy definitely has a huge impact on LGBT people. So in the past few years, we've definitely seen an increase of misinformation about sexual orientation, gender identity, and LGBT people. We've also seen an increase of hate crimes, degrading comments, and aggression online and offline. This is definitely escalating because just after the recent elections, we've seen a lot more people, sharing with us and complaining to us about the online aggression and discrimination and violence that they've been facing. We've also been documenting increase of hate crimes. We've seen some vigilante groups, coming up in different states in Malaysia. And these are new things, that has happened in the last, 2 to 3 years.
And when arrested, the accused often find themselves with no option other than to plead guilty, as in the case of the Malaysian women who were caned back in September.
It was reported in the media that in July they pleaded not guilty, and later they in August they changed their plea and pleaded guilty instead. And it's really very difficult to find friendly Sharia lawyers to defend LGBT people. We've been in situations where, where transgender women had to change their plea, who initially pleaded not guilty. They had to change their plea and pleaded guilty in the end because we couldn't find a lawyer or find a friendly Sharia lawyer. A lot of times as well, even in situations where you find a lawyer to represent you, I think, a lot of times lawyers also provide inadequate counsel. In many cases, we've heard, trans women telling us, sharing with us that they've been, encouraged to plead guilty so that, it cuts down time and hassle and things like that. A lot of times, LGBT people and especially trans people have very limited access to justice.
After the break, we hear how Tilaga founded Justice for Sisters and how she's pressuring the government to make life easier for Malaysia's LGBT community.
It has also helped us hold the government accountable, right? So every time we encounter discrimination or violence in Malaysia against LGBT persons, we also then reiterate the recommendations received by the government at the UN.
We'll be right back.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile.
Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In this week's books podcast, we discuss race and identity with the philosopher Kwame Anthony Appiah and ravens. Yes, that's right. Those big black birds that are held so sacred in British folklore that it's believed the nation will fall if they ever forsake the Tower of London. So Raven Master Chris Scaife has a big job on his hands. Meet them both, or should that be all, on the Guardian Books podcast.
Welcome back to Small Changes. I'm Lucy Lamble. Before the break, we heard from Tilaga about the growing harassment and criminalisation of Malaysia's LGBT community. Against this background, Tilaga founded advocacy group Justice for Sisters, documenting cases of discrimination against LGBT people.
We mainly, engage in a lot of human rights processes. We do a lot of human rights documentation, and with this human rights documentation, we produce reports and we try to do a lot of advocacy based on the findings and the human rights documentation that we do. So, for example, Justice for Sisters does a lot of human rights documentation on cases of arrests and detention, and also cases of discrimination against transgender women. So as a result, we have been able to push out a lot more narratives and also change some discourse, right? We've been able to visibilize some of the discrimination faced by transgender people that was previously quite invisible and hidden. So, for example, we worked with the Human Rights Watch to produce a report. And so the I Am Scared to Be a Woman report is available online. And that documents cases of violence against transgender women particularly, right? And then we've also, Justice for Sisters and other groups have also done a lot of public education campaigns. We produced a lot of content that's available online.
Tilaga is also able to hold the Malaysian government to account, as they are a signatory of the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, CEDAW for short.
Malaysia has the responsibility to periodically be reviewed by the CEDAW committee. So in 2018, when Malaysia submitted its report on the status of women, Justice for Sisters, along with the civil society groups, also, submitted a shadow report in which, we also detail the human rights situation of LGBT persons. And as a result, of this process at the UN, there were several recommendations that were given to the Malaysian government, and including to amend laws, to take measures to stop state-sponsored and state-funded programs, to implement anti-bullying campaigns in schools and things like that. I think with these recommendations that we've received, at the UN level, it has also helped us hold the government accountable, right? So every time we encounter discrimination or violence in Malaysia against LGBT persons, we also then reiterate the recommendations received by the government at the UN.
Campaigning for LGBT rights is not without its difficulties. the Sexuality Madika Festival that Teliga helped to organise as an LGBT awareness-raising event was banned by the Malaysian government, which described it as a free sex festival.
You know, a lot of LGBT organising gets shut down very quickly because of the environment that we live in. Some of our friends have also faced like different types of reprisals. So, you know, we face different types of reprisals. Like, for example, Nisha, one of my colleagues, had faced physical assault because of a visibility. We've also faced different types of online monitoring and surveillance, you know, because of the visibility of LGBT activism. None of us have been like arrested because of our LGBT activism directly, but we face different types of, you know, restriction, persecution, and things like that.
Teliga is under no illusions that there's still much that remains to be done.
In terms of our advocacy, you know, we do want to ensure that state-funded programs and state-endorsed programs against LGBT people, they are stopped, right? It is not the role of the state to endorse and to fund anti-LGBT programs because they have, you know, such long-term harm. And also, you know, it also has a lot of economic costs that the state has to bear, you know, in the future. For example, when the state funds conversion therapy programs or rehabilitation programs, and it has a huge impact in terms of like the quality of health and well-being of LGBT persons and the people around them. So, you know, when the state is funding such programs right now, it is not only increasing discrimination, but it also is also putting itself in a position where it has to deal with the economic cost and the social cost of it in the future.
It may be a struggle, but Teliga still finds plenty of inspiration to continue her work in the LGBT community.
I'm not so big on like big achievements. I like these little things, right? Little things that make every day more bearable. So I think, you know, there are a lot of very inspiring, intelligent, very passionate people that I work with, and they make everything more possible.
If you liked this episode, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and drop me a line at podcasts@theguardian.com. Small Changes was produced by Simon Barnard. I'm Lucy Lamble. Thanks for listening.
For more great podcasts from The Guardian, just go to theguardian.com/podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.